subject, don't hurt my daughter. Dear Stephen Shirley, I have a daughter that is 17. Her father has never been a part of her life. He has paid monthly child support. I've reached out to him in letter form and have never received a response. He is married, and we conceived her while he was married. He was upset that I kept her, and his wife gave him a choice of her and his son or being in my child's life. He chose her. It's been a struggle. I never went to court to increase the amount he has paid, and I respected his choice. My daughter found her brother on Facebook, and the other day she told me she has not spoken to him in a while. My daughter has mentioned to me that she wants to meet her dad and would like for him to come to her graduation. I do not want her to be disappointed or hurt, and I am scared to make that call. I know she is missing that part of her life, even though my family has been a wonderful support, but I do not want her to have issues from the possible rejection of her dad. Side note, I will go ham if he hurts her. I'm trying to stay out of jail. I have never talked bad about him, and when she asks about him, I always say she was conceived in love, and when he is ready, he will contact her. I don't know what to do.
What does ham mean? Is she hungry or something? What does that mean?
Hot blank mess.
See, okay. That's why you don't do this segment right here. You just do your tips and your other foolishness with your prank phone call. Stay out these people's business, Tom.
I just got to tell you that it's perfectly normal. It is perfectly normal for your daughter to have these kinds of questions and concerns about who her father is. I mean, it's just a natural thing. And guess what? Those questions, until she gets some answers, are going to keep coming. They are. She wants to know who she is. Where'd she get her nose? Who do her eyes look like? All of that kind of stuff kids ask. So, I mean, to you, Mom, you're going to have a decision to make here. Either you're going to have to come clean and let your daughter know, tell her the truth that her dad was married and already had a family, so he couldn't be the daddy that she needed him to be in her life at the time. You're going to have to make a decision, Mom. You're going to have to tell her that, you know, while you guys did that and that was a mistake to do, she's not a mistake. And she's been nothing but a blessing to you. You're going to have to tell your daughter that. I mean, if you want to be truthful with this thing, you're going to have to tell her that he does pay child support to help take care of her. And although you can ask him, make that call and ask him to come to the graduation, you have reached out to him several times in letters, no response, things like that. Chances are he'll choose not to come because of the choices he's made thus far in her life. So after you tell her all that, she may change her mind and decide she does not want her dad there. So bottom line, this is a tough call. For you, Mom, but if you want to come clean and tell her, you can do that. Steve?
Okay, you was messing with this married dude. You got pregnant. Now, he was upset that I kept her. Now, because that's the deal. See, you can't be second and then try to do a first move. See? So that's why the dude upset now. See, you second. But now you're going to come with the first move. See, everybody know how to get pregnant, him included. Once you grown, you can stop all this. I ain't know. You know good and hell well. If you do something at a certain time, in a certain way, without a certain thing, without taking a certain something, without putting on a certain something, you know you're going to have a baby. You know good and hell well. You learned that in the sixth grade at the health class. Sixth grade, yeah, they waited back then in sixth grade. I was 10 for the trip, and then after that, we were drawing pictures in the bathroom of everything she told us.
Anyway,
and that's where you at. So see, his anger is legitimate, but he really got to be mad at himself too. Because see, he stepped outside of his vow and his promise, and when you do that, he'd come, see.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.